King Dasarath received Vishvamitra, and touching his feet, the king said, I am indeed blessed among men. Your coming can only be due to the merit of my ancestors. Like the morning sun that dispels the darkness of night, your face brings joy to my sight. My heart is full. Born a king, you have become through austerities a Brahma Rishi, or the highest of sages. And you yourself have come seeking my dwelling. Is there anything in my power that I can do for you? If so, command and I shall obey. Vishvamitra rejoiced to hear these words of Dasarath, and his face brightened. He said, O king, your words are worthy of you. Born in the Ikshvaku line, with Vasistha for your guru, what else could you say? You have said yes before I asked. This fills my heart with joy. And he straightway explained the purpose of his visit. I am engaged in performing a sacrifice. As it nears completion, two powerful rakshasas, or demons, named Marich and Subahu, defile it. They shower unclean blood and flesh on the sacred fire. Like other sages, we could curse and destroy them, but that would be a waste of all of our spiritual merit. Our troubles will end if you send with me Ram, the eldest of your sons. Under my care, he will grow in princely stature. He will surely defeat these rakshasas, and his name will gather luster. Entrust Ram to my care only for a few days. Fulfill the promise you gave me unsought. Of Ram's safety, you need have no anxiety. You will earn undying fame in the three worlds. Vasistha and your ministers will agree with what I say.